Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tortoise. Well, hello there. I'm Mel Gedroych, and I am very excited. I'm off on my electric adventure. I'm roadside. I've got my driving shoes on. They're a soft, moulded pair of pump/gym shoes. I'm ready to hug the pedals. I don't even know if electric vehicles have pedals. You're listening to a Tortoise podcast, which is all about... It's about driving, obviously, and it's also about saying tutty byes to Mrs. Combustion Engine, yeah? Combustion engines are very, very Industrial Revolution. We are thinking forward, onwards and upwards, like Kraftwerk did in the mid-70s with their legendary single, Autobahn. I'm waiting for Giles Whittell, or Whittell, as he likes to be called, or the G-dubs. I'm waiting for the G-dubs to slink on up, probably quite silently, because that's what electric vehicles are like, for me to hop on board and travel with him on this amazing adventure. I don't know what he's driving. It's all a big surprise. I don't know where he is. His timekeeping is not good. I've been ready with my little rucksack of surprises. I've been ready for about 11 minutes. Where's G-dubs, man? Oh, I can hear something. Oh, do you know what? I'm not going to turn around yet. I can hear something. It's a swoosh. It's a bit like... Oh, God, that was shocking. I just heard this swooshing noise. Oh... my days. That is sheer sort of 80s drug dealer. That is marvellous. And there he is, the G-dubs, stepping out. Yeah. Showbiz chest bump. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Is he doing that? Like a horrible high five. It doesn't work. Anyway.
Listen, this is exciting. I'm very, very pleased to be doing this adventure with you because... I'm not going to lie, I don't know that much about EVs at all, and I know that you do. Do you actually drive an EV?
No, I don't, but I'd love to have one. What about you? Do you have one?
I tend to buy most of my cars from auction sites online, usually for under a grand, and I never know anything about them at all. As long as they go and they've got four wheels, I'm good to go.
So in car terms, we have quite a lot in common. But I do lust after one of these things, and so I've done a bit of nerding about them. And in every episode, we're going to drive a different one, and we're going to have a boffin in the back.
Great.
Provided by Octopus Electric Vehicles, who are, by the way, providing the cars.
Amazing.
So that's how it's going to work.
It is low. It's much lower than I thought it was going to be, and much wider and also bigger. I think of an electric car as a golf cart. That kind of size, that sort of dimension.
Yeah. I think the full kind of sugar rush experience involves getting in the driving seat first.
Shall we go to Heston Services on the M4 Junction 1?
There's a certain romance there.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Okay, good. What are we driving here, G-dubs? What actually is this?
This is an Audi RS e-tron. It's the fastest electric Audi, or probably any Audi, that you can drive in this country. I think it's probably the most expensive and generally the meanest and the leanest, and it has a thing called launch control, and we'll show you that because it's been shown to me, and it's a secret that I cannot keep from you for very long.
Have you done launch control?
Yeah.
Yeah. You looked like somebody that's been through
that's
a long
why
time.
I came out of the car looking like John Wayne got off a horse.
I feel really, I can barely see above the ruddy wheel, J-Dubs. What do we do here?
You've got a whole lot of knobs by
Knobbish.
Your right thigh.
Okay.
It'll do anything for you.
Okay.
More or less.
Oh, hello. No, that's coming back in. That's going to be too near, isn't it? I'm getting real vibes, guys. So our local doctor back in the 70s was called Dr. Hiley, even though he was a very, very small man, was called Dr. Hiley, and used to drive literally with his head pretty much pressed against the
windscreen.
Thank you. Pressed against the windscreen. I'm feeling a bit like Dr. Hiley, which is a good thing.
But we've entered a new era of choice, and you don't have to be like that if you don't. No, you can be however you want to be.
What are you saying? I'm being difficult.
No,
G-Dubs.
You've got all these buttons. But I was going to say knobs again, but buttons.
There's too much choice in this car, isn't
it? Yeah, there's quite a lot, and we haven't even got onto the massage yet.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Right, okay, can I give you my driving bag?
Yes,
thank you.
Very exciting.
Let's belt up. I mean belt up as in belt up, not as in, I'm not telling you to belt up, as in be quiet, otherwise that would be a very boring podcast. Look at these little badges.
Red leather driving gloves.
Red leather driving gloves. Just feel that. Feel the leather.
Look at that.
And feel the string back. Yeah.
Did you get these specially?
Do you know what? I was actually given these for, I think it was for a 25th birthday present.
They are very beautiful.
They're quite good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Sort of hand-stitched.
How do we describe this? All this kind of stuff for podcasts? It's all new language for me. Because that is amazing.
Okay, so a whole bank of lights have come on. Something weird is happening underneath my thighs. Did you get that as well?
Well, there's this kind of general vibration noise. I didn't get vibes under my thighs, but maybe that's because I haven't been playing with the buttons enough. But
I had a sensation of the chair sort of cupping me and enveloping me.
Ah, yes. Yeah. I think that's because it does automatic tightening of the...
thighs?
Of the seatbelt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think there was a bit of that.
Whoa. That is clever. Also, the aircon seems to have come on.
Yeah.
Totally. And it's saying sort of things like comfort. And you got it. It's quite cheeky. There's a little, can you see that? The flashing thing saying you got it. I don't know what that means.
Try this. Try this setup thing. Wait a minute. No. Okay.
Okay. Purchases.
Yeah, there's a shopping bag.
What the hell? You've not yet purchased any licenses. How
do you
start
Do you know how to move off?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely
it's no
idea.
It's to do with this knob here.
Drive. No.
So I was wrong.
Oh, well, I mean, this is weird. You put it into drive and you just... someone's overtaking me. That's not supposed to happen. Right, mister. Well,
these are all your flash neighbours.
I'm not going to show you our real car, which is an eBay purchase. Now, this, I've never... Hang on. All right, laddie, you just let me go. It's a mini roundabout. Let's have a bit of respect.
So what are we going to do? Go round the
Do you know something incredible? Sorry to interrupt you, G-Dubs. I've noticed... I don't know how to describe this. You know that film with Tom Cruise and he puts his finger on the glass and sort of does... swishes things along? Minority Report. We've got the equivalent of that out in the road in front of us.
Oh, yeah, that's the heads-up thing?
The heads-up. Yeah. So I can see 20 miles an hour is the speed limit I should be doing. I'm doing 12. I'm going up to 16, 18, 20. Right, then we just keep it at 20.
So I'm in the passenger seat, Mel's in the driver's seat, and behind us is Alvin from Octopus Vehicles,
yes.
Who is... and I mean this in the best possible way, our boffin in the back seat.
Love it.
We don't know anyone who knows more about EVs or this car in particular than Alvin. So the idea is it's like a encyclopedia EV Tanica. The noise that it's making now, is that artificial?
It is, yeah. So it's electronically synthesized. It took Audi engineers about 2 years... To come up with, and uses about 50 sounds ranging from a banging on a plastic pipe to an electric screwdriver to a helicopter.
And it took them 2 years?
It took them 2 years.
Why did it take them so darn long?
Because they wanted to make sure it was exactly right for when you're driving. And the different, as you accelerate, decelerate, and obviously different drive modes and speeds. So that sound you're hearing is all artificial and plays both inside and outside the car.
Why would somebody want to listen to a... Oh, hang on, she's letting me go. Lovely lady. Right.
Quite a lot of respect being shown for you.
Lot of respect. These are all the school mums, gang. Just let's take it slow. Do I know her? That's Vivian.
It's... Really?
I think that's Vivian, yeah. I seem to recognise her. I know her from netball. Don't know him. Don't know her, but she looks impressed. Don't know the van driver.
Oh, he did check you out.
Did he?
Yeah.
In what way? Just kind of...
I mean, it was either you or the motor, but I think probably the motor. Is that okay to
That's
say
That's good,
that?
Man. Yeah. I am the motor, G-dubs.
Yeah.
I've become one. Let's go easy over the zebra. That teenager definitely looked over. He didn't want to, but his eyes were drawn. Oh, yeah. Give me a hoot. Lovely. Chelsea tractor. The days of the Chelsea tractor, my friend, are gone.
Mel.
Yes, my love. Come on.
You and EVs, tell us why you're doing the podcast.
Okay, listen. Apart from it being the most lovely way to spend some time with you, G-dubs, and you, Alvin, just cruising around the neighbourhood. And frankly, I'm writing a book at the moment and anything to get away from that. So, really.
Mel's electric distraction.
Oh, but it's the future though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the future. Do you feel that? Why are you so obsessed?
I've got a short answer and a longer answer. And the short answer is that feeling in the small of your back, which I don't know if you've actually felt yet, but...
Well, Alvin's legs are pressing up quite close into the small of my back, so I might well have felt it.
So there's that, but there's the other feeling of raw power, which they don't really tell you about in all the... environmental arguments for EVs.
This feels ruddy powerful. I can feel it beneath the pebble. Oh, hang on. Okay. Now, chaps, this... Let me just sneak in there. This is a little bit of Snarlington's.
Yeah.
This is North Circ. We're approaching rush hour, obviously.
But we're not going to get stuck on the Hanger Lane gyratory, are we? We don't have... It's an amazing phrase, but I don't want to go all the way around it.
We're going to just take a sneaky left.
Okay.
Off the gyratory.
Right.
The aforementioned gyratory.
Let's see how many times we can say gyratory.
Oh. I brushed my teeth before getting in the car. I want you to know that, guys, because I thought...
All right, if we're in full disclosure, I loaded up on Lynx beforehand. So that very strong chemical smell that you're getting...
I thought I was...
That is, it's much more than usual, but it's all over me, yeah.
I thought I was drawn in.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Normally, I'd be really sort of slightly stressy in this situation, or bored, or just sort of, you know, the old knee starts to jig.
Yeah.
But I'm not, because I'm in this cruising in this beautiful ship.
There's plenty to keep you occupied. You know what? How about I will use this traffic jam to tell you the longer answer to why I want to do the podcast.
Please do.
It all comes down to Caesar's last breath. Now, I tried explaining this to my dear colleague, Jeevan, just before coming out. He didn't understand it. I think he got quite bored quite quickly. So you'll tell me, right?
Is it a lynx?
No, actually,
Caesar's last breath.
It's kind of, there is a connection there, yeah.
Okay,
so there's a theory, and there's a whole book being written called Caesar's Last Breath, which is that we, all of us, every time we breathe in, are breathing at least one particle of air exhaled by Caesar 2,000 years ago with his last breath as he died, right?
What?
So that tells us that, you know, the gas that we breathe spreads around the world, and there's an awful lot of molecules of air in one lungful, right?
Right.
Then think about this. All the cars in history, most of which have been petrol and diesel cars, right? With, let's just say, for the sake of argument, an average engine, you know the CC, you know, with old-fashioned cars, it would be 1.2. Now, that's a group. That's a group. 10cc. All right, much more than that. 1,000cc.
A group. 1,000. Yeah. How many cc's make a car?
In a car, yeah.
Well, 1,000.
That's a really small one. But let's just take that as an average, right?
1,000 cc.
Yeah.
Alvin, are you listening?
We're losing him. 1 litre. We're not losing him. He confessed before we started that he was a petrol head.
Good. Okay.
And that's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Is it?
I think, honesty's good.
Yeah, honesty's good.
Yeah. So anyway, just imagine.
Yes.
All the cars ever built since the beginning of cars.
Oh,
right?
That's too much, man.
And you know, on a rev counter,
yes,
it shows a number which goes from about 1,000 to about 8,000, and in the middle there's around 2,000, and that is the number of times your engine is turning over.
Yes.
Okay. So, by my estimate, if you take a very small 1 litre car engine, are you still with me?
I'm with you. I'm enjoying the it's a bit like the junction at Swindon. It's a bit like those 8 roundabouts outside Swindon, where you're approaching and you think you're going on one and then suddenly you're going off on another. It's good. Yeah. Keep it going.
Every time the engine goes over, let's say that's 1, but there might be 2,000 for every car every minute since the beginning of the cars, right?
That makes me feel a bit sick.
Oh, that's exactly
the
right.
The enormity of it.
So, and if we are breathing in one particle from every revolution of every engine in every car ever built, every time we breathe in, that's a lot of pollution. But the cool thing about this car and every car that we will be driving in our podcast series is there won't be any of those particles of pollution coming out the tailpipe. Not one.
I'm so sorry, we're still on the approach to the gyratory.
Maybe this would be a good time for you to tell your balcony story, Alvin.
Yeah, or to turn on your massage seats whilst we to the gyratory.
I've forgotten about the massage. So, in fact, that would be nice. That would just kind of...
Charles, if you want to press the home button just there on the top right-hand corner of the screen.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like I'm a navigator.
Just press start on the underneath. It says start.
Oh, there's an option saying intensity. Oh, my God, it started.
And then, Charles, on the left-hand side where that little white seat is, that's your seat. So if you press on the arrow there on the left...
What level of intensity am I on?
You're on max intensity, Mel.
Oh! How's yours, G?
It's great.
Mine's like a little pair of feet.
But the great thing, I hate massages because...
Oh, do you?
If it's a human, right? Because I feel a little bit...
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's just completely embarrassing.
It is ruddy embarrassing.
But this is great.
Oh, hang on. Right, guys, we're moving. We're heading now towards the A40.
Is this your sneaky left?
Yeah. Sneaky left onto the A40. Yeah,
I've stopped your massage so you can concentrate on the driving. Aww. Go on, put your foot down a little bit.
Oh, hello, sailor. God, there's a lot of poke in there, isn't there? I went up to 33, guys. I went up to 33. 37. We're putting the indicator on. I've got to keep my shoulders down. I tend to hunch my shoulders when I'm driving. Right, guys, I'm in the slow lane. This is lame-o. I'm indicating. Thank you, Sonny, my lad. I'm heading straight out on the A40. Is this right?
Yes, but unless you just, take your life and our agenda in your hands, we're going to turn left at the Polish War Memorial.
Polish War Memorial, here we come. I had a very unfortunate afternoon with a dentist near that war memorial. Really hardcore.
Before we get to the Polish War Memorial,
yes.
Alvin, can we ask Alvin, just tell us the full name of this car and the specs, because I'm sure I got it wrong when Mel asked me first, what it can do.
So this is the most expensive electric Audi currently that you can buy.
Yes.
It is an Audi RS e-tron GT Carbon Vorsprung.
Known as Deirdre.
It does 0-60 in 3.2 seconds and has a top speed of about 155 miles an hour.
Right, question. Why build a car that can do that speed when our national speed limit is 70/75?
One, obviously, if you want to take them to a track, and also, obviously, if you took us out into Europe, if you drove over to Germany, went on the Autobahn, there is no speed limit.
Hang on, this is our turn off, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, balls. Hang on.
Yep.
Shitingtons. No. No, guys, sorry. No. I can't do that.
Very smart decision. We would have been risking how many quid's worth of car?
So this particular one is about £145,000.
Yeah, so good. We didn't crash it.
You are joking.
Well, I did tell you it was the most expensive electric Audi you could buy now, so.
145! Anyone hungry? I've got some snacks.
Yeah, I am hungry.
Dip in the bag. Now, I've got a thought. Every time we sally forth together, J-dubs, on one of our electric adventures,
Yeah. We
bring a snack, but it has to come from our cupboard. We're not allowed to buy anything special. It has to come from whatever's in the cupboard.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah,
just
deal.
As a little thing, as
deal.
A fun thing.
You'll appreciate that I feel a little bit of performance anxiety, but I will do my best. I'm now feeling a glasses case that's not edible. I'm feeling a...
There's some rustling. It's like a Christmas stocking.
Rolled up, I don't know, paper plate. No, it's a brochure.
Oh, what's that for?
Oh, yeah. This feels very much bought. A bought snack.
It's from the cupboard.
You've broken your own rules. Okay.
It's from the cupboard.
I'm guessing it's mini Reese's. No, I'm liking this. It's hula hoops.
Hoolas. The hoolas. We'll definitely need good snackage on our little forays, electric forays. I could really get used to this car, you know.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm just now thinking which other cars are going to delight us.
I wanted you to tell everybody about your family EV project. Because there is one, isn't there?
Right.
Because we might be able to set up some narrative tension here.
Listen, I sense a narrative arc coming onto this podcast that is going to straddle across the whole series and pull people in like an EastEnders doof, 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 every ruddy week. Yeah?
Yeah.
My other half, Ben, my chosen life partner, is obsessed with cars. Yeah. He has bought, guys, let's just get that indicator off. There we go. I know what I'm doing. He's bought, oh man, I let him go off shopping and what does he come back with? A carcass. It is a car, but it's also a carcass of a 1950 Bristol. It's a 403 and made by Bristol Motors, obviously. It's a lovely meringue colour at the moment, which I really
meringue, like off-white?
Yeah, yeah, it's like a sort of dusky pink. Imagine the sort of jacket that Mary Berry would wear if she was going off to, let's say, open a fete. A big fete, probably with a minor royal in attendance.
So it's still got some paint on it?
Well, I asked Ben this. I said, look, can we... Okay, look, cut to the chase. We're going to electrify it, guys. That is our narrative arc. We're going to take this carcass... It has nothing in it. It has no engine. Hasn't even got, you know, the knobs for the indicators.
Has it got a steering wheel?
I think it does.
Has it got seats?
In the front. The back, not. I mean, we need to do a lot of work on it. A lot of work.
Months or years?
Years.
Oh, can we speed it up?
Listen, I want to milk this podcast.
Okay.
G and Alvin, if we play our cards right, we could be doing this in 7 years' time, like The Sopranos. Let's just really try and drag it out.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolf. This week on Trendy, the monarchy. A year after the coronation, and as King Charles returns to work, what do we think of it? And how has that changed over time?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
once, think twice, think bike, which I'm doing on the right. There's a push bike.
In the spirit of Caesar's last breath, can I nerd out for
please
1 minute on regenerative braking?
Please.
Think about all the hills that petrol-powered cars have ever climbed, right?
Right.
All the energy used to
required.
Get those
yep.
big hunks of metal mm-hmm. up the hills mm-hmm. is lost forever. You never get it back. But with EVs, with regenerative braking, mm-hmm. you get a lot of it back, as you should. If you think about it, 1.5-2 tons of steel mm-hmm. and motors rolling downhill, you should be able to harness a lot of that energy instead of just wasting it all in hot brake pads and the squeaking sound of... Do you see what I'm saying?
You're still awake, Alvin.
Yes, yeah. No.
Yeah. Is this GCSE physics? I don't think I'm...
I'm being mean. Come on, Karen, I'm interested. I am. Yeah. I genuinely am. You had me at hot brake pads. Before was white noise, I'm not going to lie. Hot brake pads,
okay,
I'm
so
in.
Here's... It's difficult to demonstrate on the flat roads of Leafy Ealing.
Yeah.
But if we were going down a steep hill, you could take your foot off the pedal.
Yes.
And you would feel the motors braking the car without you putting your foot on the brake. And they've turned from being motors into generators, and they're pouring energy back into the battery pack.
So that's an EV thing, not a car thing.
No, it's an EV thing.
It's an EV thing.
That petrol engines don't have, is what I'm saying.
For about 150 years,
petrol engines have been wasting all the energy
which could
be clawed back like that.
This is a whole new world for me. I think this is like driving a ship, this car. It feels like you're in something much wider than a normal car. You're in a big old cruise ship. That's what I feel.
Do you reckon?
Mm.
I'm not sure how Audi would feel about that.
Really?
Yeah, because they built this as like a, well, as our dear American cousins would say, a rocket ship.
Mm.
To be low and sporty and manoeuvrable. And mm-hmm. when you say ship, it sounds to me like supertanker, you know. How do you rate it overall?
Excellent in every way. I've had an absolutely super time, and I'm sad that we're going to have to leave this car because I really, really... Normally, after you've had a journey, let's say an hour journey down the A40 to visit your mother, / M40, you feel a bit frazzled, just a little bit, don't you? Because the noise, because of the sort of the kind of motion, this is like, I feel actually younger coming out of this and more relaxed.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe my crow's feet might have just smoothed out a bit on my face. Then you're supposed to say, guys, you don't have any crow's feet.
You don't have any crow's feet, Mel.
Too late. Too late.
They can edit out the pause. That's the wonderful thing about that. That's why I tried to make it. No.
Oh, I feel actively as if I... Okay, this is my upsum.
Yeah.
It's an anti-aging week's holiday in a 2-hour drive.
On wheels.
That's what I feel.
Nice.
Why go for fillers and Botox when you can just have a lovely drive in this beautiful EV? That's my upsum.
So I have the advantage of my little pre-drive with Alvin. Mm-hmm. So I feel I know a couple of this car's inner secrets.
Right.
But in a sense, your upsum not having experienced those secrets yet is perhaps more genuine.
Real.
But...
more important.
Yeah.
More
but
entertaining.
I would sum this car up with one word, and that is lethal.
Boom. Lethal anti-aging. No, just lethal.
Lethal anti-aging. I think that's the birth of a brand.
Alvin, care to add anything? Lethal anti-aging.
I'm going to go with luxuriously quick. That's the whole point of the GT. So the GT stands for Grand Tourer.
Right.
And essentially, what this car is, it's luxurious, it's big, but it's also very, very fast. And it's, I guess it's big brother, should I say, or cousin, or however you want to put it, is the Porsche Taycan, which is obviously the electric Porsche.
I didn't even know there was such a thing. That's a mistake. That guy's having a terrible haircut in that barbershop. I want to shout. Don't have that. It's a massive wedge. What's going on? That stresses me.
Mine had one of them just the other day.
So, luxuriously quick, lethal anti-aging.
It's all good, but except the lethal. But you'll see what I mean. You might do if we can find a launch pad.
I'm scared of the launch pad.
You sure you don't want me out there as a spotter?
No, I'll be fine.
Do you want the driving gloves?
No.
Are you sure?
No, the Alcantara steering wheel is lovely for me, thank you. Essentially what launch control is, it puts maximum traction down to all four wheels and gives you 120% power to basically take off, and hence the name launch control. So you normally have to put it in like their dynamic or a sport mode or some type of like sport plus. Every manufacturer calls something slightly differently. You come to a complete stop, you switch feet, so you take you from your right foot and you switch over to your left foot. You put your foot all the way down on the accelerator. See how that goes to 120%? That's basically the car giving you 120% power. And then all you literally do then from that point, so basically both my feet are all the way flat to the floor, all I'll do is release the brake with my left foot and then the car will just, as it says, launch forward. You might want to put your head back. Is everyone ready?
Why have you done to 120%? Oh, that's too fast. Oh no, I don't like that. Oh. I'm really glad actually we did that so quickly because there was no time to. Oh, I don't like that. Alvin, don't do that again, please.
Are you sure?
That's real. What is it about boys and speed? Stop it, Alvin, stop it.
There you go, done.
Whoa, that was a shocker.
It's
amazing.
Yeah. Thank God for the brakes, yeah?
But, I mean, are we going to do launch control every episode?
No, because not every car has launch control.
Okay.
Most sports cars do have it. So obviously this will have it. The BMW or i4 M50 has it. The Porsche Taycan, which obviously is the brother of the Audi e-tron GT, that also has it. But not every, you won't find launch control in every car.
I find going at 70 miles an hour like really pushing the limits. If I'm doing 70, I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Whereas that was, what was that?
Well, we didn't go very fast because obviously once you launch it, I put my foot quite on the brake pretty quickly just to make sure that obviously we didn't overshoot.
I hope the neighbours saw though.
We can give them a beep if you want and they can, they can come out and we can do it. But no, so that's... That just goes to show, obviously, the performance of the car and what the car is capable of. But I think what I really enjoyed about this drive is that you didn't know it could do any of that.
It's incredible.
And that's what I mean. It's like the way you drive
it's phenomenal.
It.
Phenomenal.
You can drive it how you want to drive. So if you want to drive it like a sports car, drive it like a sports car. But if you want to drive it like a normal car, drive. And that's I think that's what Audi have really. Really encapsulated in this car is that blend of if you want a sporting grand tourer, this is the perfect car to buy.
We've done everything today.
You have,
haven't we?
Yeah.
What a lovely, lovely drive.
Except Heston.
Except we miss Charlton next time, my friends.
You know, I think we've got another opportunity to do Heston. That's great.
And I feel very responsible for missing Charlton. That was totally my bad because I missed that turn off. Sorry.
Thank you very much, Mel.
Till next time.
I'm looking forward to next time already, and I feel conflicted about having put you through that, but I just feel, journalistically...
It had to be done. We've had Caesar's last breath, we've had regenerative braking, and we've also flicked the Vs to certain neighbours of mine, who I know will have looked out the window and gone, she's mighty fly, so thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
See you next time, guys. Thank you for joining me on my electric adventure. New episodes are released every Thursday throughout the series. If you join Tortoise as a member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts, you get them a day early and can listen without the adverts. Thanks to Octopus Electric Vehicles for providing the cars, the expertise, and our boffin in the back. Mel's Electric Adventure is a Tortoise production and the producer is Lewis Vickers.
Tortoise.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolfe. This week on Trendy, the monarchy. A year after the coronation, and as King Charles returns to work, what do we think of it? And how has that changed over time?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News wherever you get your podcasts and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.